Vayter in Shas Mir above Metzia Daf Ayin, picking up on Daf Ayin, three lines down, last word in line. Amar Rav Hanan, Amar Shmuel, Mos shel Yisomim Mutter La'avosim Ribis. The money of Yisomim, of orphans, you're allowed to go ahead and be in lend with Ribis. Whoa, what a chiddush! Amar Rav Chan, Amar Rav Nachman, Mishum Di Yasminin Usafinu Lu Yisur, because of Yisomim, we can go and feed them Isser. Like, what are you talking about? Yasmi the Achli the Lav did who? Lezu Basar Shivkayu. Very intense line, and that is that orphans that are enjoying, they're eating something that's not belonging to them, they should follow after they're departed. Rashi is Achar Avim Lebeis HaKvaro, sometimes they should die. Wawa wiwa. Amar le Emaliezu Gufa de Uvda Hechi Hava. So he's trying to understand, how exactly did you get to your understanding that you can go and give him Yisomim, you could do Ribis? Tell me exactly, what exactly was it that happened that you drew this concept? Rashi says, Guf de uvda sharisa es mar Shmuel noeg, because he's quoting Shmuel here, right? So how did you see him behave, shei adata zos b'shmo, that you're now, you're testifying his name, ha vade pshita de lo shmaita itmar hachi beferish ela mechlal sharisa so noeg aitaskin. You must have saw him doing something, hayadatakin, therefore you said this. Amalei, he said, ahu duda de b'nei mar ukva. He said, well, there was a dude. For all the Israelis, you know exactly what that is, like a dude shemesh. But anyway, this is like a type of copper, Rashi's kalachas shekorin kaldira, what in English would call a cauldron, that belonged to the kids of Mar Ukva. They were Yisomim. The Hava be Mar Shmuel, was taken care of. Takil v'yayivle, and he would go and he would weigh it, and he would rent it out. Rashi's hoya maskira lachirim v'shakla kishu moseir lahem v'chozer mekabel b'mishkal im chaser nechushta misham lo demei chesrona v'yoyev le demei agar. So what happened was is he would weigh and then give it away. He would rent out this cauldron, talk of a shakla, and he would weigh it again, and he would go and he would take it back. And then Rashi pointed out he would charge them, those rented, for the difference in the weight. Right, because as the fire goes on, it makes it lower weight. Shakal agra v'shakal p'chasa. So he took agra, he took a reward, in other words, rent. And p'chasa, that's just chisar nechoshes, the lowering of the nechoshes, that when it becomes less, the impact that happens to it, it gets like, it fades, it rubs away, burns away a little bit. So I agra lo p'chasa. Now, if he's telling me he's taking rental, he's charging for the rent, then he shouldn't take for the amount of it being rubbed away, fired away. V'p'chasa lo agra, right? Manavshach, which way do you want to go? If you take a rent, so you don't pay for the amount of the value that went down, and if you pay for everything, you don't have to pay for the rent. Amalei, this is back to him. The point is that he saw from there the fact that he did both, that you're allowed to take interest for the kiddies. Amalei says back, ki ha afilu bidiknani nami shalom evdu. Like that, even for the bidiknani, from Lashon of dikna is dalin zayin zikna, be yisom gedolim, shinismal is kanam, ve'enim kerovim, kruyim yisom shari, even for someone who's not yet, he's not a kid, but he has a beard, and he's older, these people also are allowed to go ahead and behave in such a way. Why? Because the Yisomim, they accepted upon themselves that there's going to be a loss, that chuscha de nechosha, the value of the nechoshes, the carpet that goes down, you know, gets taken off, that's given back. The kama de mikle nechosha, because the more it gets burnt, butzir deme, the value of it goes down. So they got paid for the fact that it got like eaten away at every time that it's used, but there's also the remaining stuff, there's also goes down in value, and that they took upon themselves, and therefore that's not considered ribis anymore. Okay, so now the Gemara says, is there any sort of leniency that we have when it comes to Yisomim? Amar Rabba Rishil, Amar Rav Chista, V'Armala, Amar Rav Rabba Bar Yosef, Bar Chama, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ma'ushel Yisomim, money that belongs to Yisomim, Mutter Lehalvosan, Karov Leschar, V'Rok Lehavzer. You go and lend it out to be used for a business venture, even if it's in a way that it's Karov Leschar, that they're going to get reward, they're going to gain, V'Rok Lehavzer, far from loss. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Karov l'schar, shahayu yisomim notlin chilik b'schar. Whatever comes out good from it, there's this benefit, there's an increase, they take for that. But vein notlin chilik b'hefzid, they don't take from a hefzid. If there's a loss, they don't lose out. So it's a guaranteed win over here. Aval ribis mamishlo, you can't say straight up ribis. Ela mash yistakru, mosein yichluka, you have to go and you have to be split it up. V'yaf agav, right, so... If you have the bedik nani aser, even though with the older ones, with those who have the beards and they've grown older, it's aser. Lav ribis mamishu. It's not considered straight up ribis. Ela avak ribisu. It's called the avak ribis. Umidar abanon. Ubi yasmi by yisomim lo gazer shaliyachlam oseim laachilam pruta achabruta. The reason why we're making with them over here, they weren't gozer on it, so that they shouldn't run out of all the money that they have while they're being fed pruta by pruta, and they're going to end up with nothing over here. Next. Tanu Rabbanan, kar of l'schai v'rochel l'hefzid, in a case where it's, you're going to gain, but you're not going to lose, Rasha. That person who behaves in such a way is called a Rasha. That's straight up, that's an issue we just discussed. Kar of l'hefzid v'rochel l'schai, if it's close to loss and far from gain, chassid. That is called a chassid, a pious person. This is a guy who says, listen, I'll take the hit. If there's any loss whatsoever, I'll take that on me. And if there's a gain, so I'll take a little bit and you'll get, you know, you'll be able to walk away with a gain over here. So this is not considered over here like a loan. But what is it? It's this guy's own money he's depositing with somebody to go out and to take care of it. And a little bit of it. So whatever percentage-wise is going to go towards the guy as a payment. Karv lezeh lezeh, if it's going to, for both of them, profit and loss, rach mizeh mizeh, or far from me, zuhi midas kol adam. That is the way of the normal peeps. Amar lei rab al rav Yosef, hani zuzeh the asmi, when we're dealing with the money of the yisomim, hechi avdin lu, what should we do with it? Because they have X amount of money, we don't have to lose it all. So what do we do? Amar lei mosvin luhu beidina. What we do is we set up a beizin that's going to take care and help them. V'yavin lu zuza. And we give them what they need, one zuz at a time. Rashi says, l'su'udah sechilasa, for them to go and to eat, whatever they need to live. That's what we do. Amar lei, he says, v'haka kalya karna, you're going to get rid of all the karen, all the principal, they're going to lose all their money eventually. If you just keep going with that, how are they going to be able to survive when they get older? Amar lei, mar hechiyavid. So what do you do with it? What do you do with the money of the orphans, of the yisomim? Amar lei, he said, badkinon gavra de isle dava pricha. We go and we seek out to try to find a person that there is to him, dava from the lashon of zahav, gold, pricha, pieces of gold, parts of gold, Rashi says, grutos shel zav, devade shalohein, ve'en and pikadam. They're all their hits, for sure. Dela vidi enche de mafkade dava, pricha, be pikadam. Ve'kevim de ashius, this guy's rich, ve'eshlo ligbos mi menu, im yovdu mosav, yavinen lehu, ne'ale karo v'skai v'rochik lehefset. Let's finish off the Gemara that says there is about kinen gavra disle dava pricha v'naktin and dava mine, and we take the gold from him and v'avinan lehu ne'ale, and we give him the money of the yisomim that they can go and do business with them. Karvus chay v'rochel hafsid. What's going to be that they're going to, what they're going to gain if it goes up, and they're not going to lose if it goes down. Rashi points out, how do you find who's really a rich guy? The guy who has these gold pieces, because that's not going to be a mashka and anyone leaves, because there's no simanim on it, so there's no way someone would do that, therefore that really belongs to him. Aval davar mesuyim lo. But you don't take something as a davar mesuyim as a pikadon, because davar pikadon as the money that you're giving over to these people, to the yisomim. Why? Because dilma pikadon, maybe it's just a pikadon that was given to this person, and of asimari, and what's going to happen, that's the case, and the order's going to come, yivi simanim, v'shakale, he's going to go give simanim, say, take it away, says the orphans are going to be left with nothing. Fracting amar mavashi, tenach, imishtachach gavra disle gavra pricha. Okay, this whole thing will work nicely if you can find the guy with the gold pieces. What if you don't find that? What do you want to do? Just go ahead and have it all be eaten up and finished and done, and they have no more money. Who do we look for? We look for a guy, the Mishapu Nechsayu. That means to say, Rashi says, Shenechasav Shkeit in it. So they're good in his hands. They're quiet by him. Ve'ein Irur al Karkosav. There's no fights or any sort of contesting issues with his land. Damashu Kamala Har Nishvash Su Nase, and Metagamina, and Altura Shilya. Shilya is like a calm, stable situation. And some guy is Mehemen, he's a trustworthy guy, and we know that he keeps the Torah, Kadosho, Meshabadin, and the Raisa. Alone comes Shanta Darabana, he's never had a Shamta on himself, he's never been excommunicated. And we give him, Viavin and Luhuni Ale, Bibidina, we give him the money of the Yisomim, and Bezin, Rasis Bifne Bezin, Sheislam Koach, Lahafkir, Nixim Mekaba, they have the Koch to be Mafkir the stuff, Eitzel Yisomim. Make it like we said, they're going to gain, but they're not going to lose. Peep, turn the page. I am a bezuk, the heiligen, next heiligen mishnah. Ein mekablin otzon barzel mi Yisrael. Now, listen up, folks. We got to try to understand what's going on. Otzon barzel, we've seen many times, is a type of deal where the person giving over the property, it retains exactly what it is they give over. So that's why it's called sewn barzel. Barzel, it's ironclad and sewn because a lot of times deals are done with flock, with like sheep. So iron sheep. So what's the deal over here? The deal is you have a money man, we'll call him Mr. Rich. And you have the partner who is a... you know, these are both Yidden. So heilig, so precious, the tie in the shamas von Yidden. And you have a guy who's going to be managing the money, and they're going in partnership. The money man in this type of deal is where he's saying, I'm going to give you, you know, $100,000 in order to invest in something. And it's so in barzel, which means I'm ironclad. I'm getting back exactly what I gave you. So I can't lose out over here. And that type of situation is going to be a problem because that means it's now a loan. And if it's a loan, then he's giving back exactly what he gave to him as well as giving him profits that go up. That's called ribbis. Says Rashi, kol achrayis hanechasim al mekabel. All of the achrayis is going to be on the mekabel. If it goes south, then that's his problem. He's got to pay up Mr. Rich all that he gave. If it goes north, then he has to give him what he gave plus whatever the surplus is. You know, if they split that. V'imosam. One more time. If it's, let's say he's giving them material, he's giving them stuff, goods, instead of money, so you evaluate how much it is. They go and they Ain Moshivin Chen Vanilla Mechsis Schar Mishundam Kalava Palgoba has said Coach Ganagar has a lemon some bars and garkin. Okay, really we learned something earlier in the Sam Ches, which we clearly we wouldn't understand this then, but still we want to write it for the safer because you could do it with a guy. Shame become some bar Yisrael, I can't join forces with the rich if he's gonna be giving the money in a way that he's not gonna be losing out at all. It's a problem. If it's you ribbis, that is ribbis. You're allowed to do it from a guy because there's no ribbis by a guy. You can borrow from them or lend to them with ribbis. Also with a ger toshav as well. Ger toshav is someone who's makaba upon himself. Still a guy. Malve Yisrael ma'osav shel akum. A yid can lend a guy's money to a fellow yid. The Gemara is going to explain what that's talking about. Midas akum with das of the guy himself. Rashi can explain what that means. Avalo midas Yisrael, not from the das of Yisrael. And again, the Gemara is going to get into that. Says the Gemara, Lemeimra. Do we mean to say in that first case when we're talking about the Tzom Barzel Shtickle, like let's say this guy gives over an animal, you know, and then they evaluate how much it is, and after it is to pay back how much he gave, Dibir Shusa de Mekabel Kaima? Do you mean to say that this thing that he gives over, let's say he gave him a cow, that Tzom Barzel Shtickle is in the possession of the Mekabel, the one who takes it, he gets it? Rashi says, Ubechreyusum de Ketani Shuribis. And really, he's the one who has it, because again, since the Mishnah says that the stuff of the Tzon Barzel is ribbis, so clearly it must be that the Karen that's given over, the original thing that's given, let's say this cow that we said, is considered a loan. We know Milva Lotzon it, now he could do whatever he wants with this. So it's completely in possession of this partner. You have Mr. Rich and you have the managing guy. And now the owner has no rights over whatsoever, because if it's considered like a mashkin, then there's no ribbis over here when he goes and when the owner takes the, you know, his stuff. So now what's going to be then? So the meimer, the rishus of mekabel kaima, or aminu, but we seem to have a contradiction from a mishta. Ha-mekabel tzon barzel min anachim. If someone goes and accepts tzon barzel from goyim, in other words, the whole din that we said before, that the guy is the one who does the tzon barzel, and he gives the animal with that arrangement, vlados peturin abechor. Now what are vlados? We're talking about that often the deal was that they would give give over the animal. They would go and let's say that partner, managing partner, would watch that animal. They would have kids and they would split the kids over there. So that's what we're discussing over here. We're talking about the kids. The Mishnah there says that the vlad was determined of Bechora. The kids are pater from Bechor, from the mitzvah of Bechor. What do you see from the fact that they are pater from Bechor? Must be that it still belongs to the guy. That means the guy is the one supplying this animal. Now, guy is pater from bringing Bechor, but a Jew is chayev. So Rashi points out, Vlad is pater from Bechor. Lo mi boy, imahos to baturis from Bechor. The mother is going to be pater from Bechor. Shiv yalda Bechor, in el kado sharei hein atzman shal nachri. That itself for the nachri. Vator amra bi Yisrael, v'lo b'acherim. Ela, afilu vlados. Even the offspring, shechatzin shal Yisrael, o son amagin l'chalek Yisrael, p'turim in a Bechora, kisi is arbu v'yaldu, when they get pregnant and they give birth. Alma b'rishus of the nosin kaima. Must they remain in the b'rishus of the nosin of one giving it. Diba chrayus, the Mekabel, if it's in the Mekhaiz of Mekabel, Kaimi, am I between them? Why would you say that they are going to be putter? So even though the herdsman, the one, you know, the managing partner, he's going to get some sort of cash money involved in this, but the guy really owns it, and therefore half of the offspring that are reserved for the Jew is just like cash money. It has to be dealt with, but they're going to be putter from Bechor. Oh, so what do you see? Kuntachoy straight up. You wanted to say the reshus of the Mekabel Kaima, that it retains its status in the of the Mekabel. That's why it's ribbis. We see over here, Mekabel, Somnarism, Menachem, Velos, Bidom, and Bechor. It must be that it's not from the Mekabel, but it's rather in the one who's being married, who's giving it over. Amar Abaye lo kasha. No, this isn't a question. We're good. This is a particular case. Really, the guy who gives it over, the Tzon Barzal, he has no shaykhis to the Karen anymore. It belongs to the one that the Mekabel, which is what we basically said, right? When he says, Lamer, it's just the Mekabel Kaimi, the answer is yeah. But it seems here, not like that. It seems in this case that it's going to be from the one who's giving it over. It says, Lo kasha, hod the Mekabel alei unse vizula. We did in a particular case in Bechoris, is where the guy took upon himself that if something happens, let's say there's some sort of accident or it goes down in value, he takes his responsibility. Rashi says, Mastis since he took it upon himself, he retained some ownership. That's what Hermes is talking about, that he wasn't Mekabel upon, and therefore it belongs to the Mekabel. If he really took upon himself, you know, this risk factor, that if there's an accident that goes down in value, then it's Tzon Barzal Karle. Is it called Tzon Barzal? The whole essence of Tzon Barzal is that he doesn't lose that at all. Rashi says, "Lohem pochsim etzlo." Like, what's going on over here? So you can't, you really can't say that. When we're talking about Rabbi Eid, the Kabbalah Le Mara Unsa Vizula, then Tzon Barzal Karzli, he wouldn't call Tzon Barzal V'od. And furthermore, not only that, says Rashi, if you im isa dehecha de kabale unsa vazula karisle tzon barzal, in a case where a person takes upon himself that if it goes down in value or something gets lost, something like that, you still want to call it tzon barzal, then adatani seifa, then in the seifa of our Mishnah, what did it say? The Mishnah says that we teach that you're not allowed to take tzon barzal from a Jew, but you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to do it from a guy. Instead of teaching at the Tani Sefer Aval Mekabel and Tzon Barzal Min Akum, but you can accept it from a guy, Liflug Bididei. Why not just argue in it of itself when we're talking about a Yid? But Med, Devar Mamurim, what case are we talking about? That you're not allowed to go into with a Yid, the Lo Kabel Eunsa Vazula, where he doesn't think about himself on his result, where there's some sort of accident or going down a valley. Aval Kabel Amar Ansa Vazula, if he takes it upon himself, Shaper, Dami, then it's good. Then that should be fine. But the Tana doesn't do that. So clearly, it's not called Tzon Barzal. So, Hodja Kutz Leduchte, we're back to our original problem here of how do we put these two Mishnayos together? The one here and the one in Bechorus. Ela Amar Rava, Idividi, the Lokabel Emar, Unsa Vizula. Both of them are talking about where he did not take upon himself Unsa Vizula. I said, how do we understand what's going on in Bechorus? Vagabi Bechorus, in reference to the Bechorus, Hainu Tam Devlotus Purim Bechor. Why are they putter from a Bechor? Even though we would say it belongs to the Makabel, Kaven the Elo Yahi Vizuze, because if he doesn't give money, meaning if a Yid who owes the money to the guy, when it comes time to go and pay, if he doesn't give the money, under such a circumstance, asi nachi tafis lebehemah, he can go and just grab back the animal. Vilo mashkach lebehemah, if he doesn't find this animal, tafis lu levlados, he can go and he could take the vlados. Vahavale yad nachri be'emsa, it ends up being that the hand of the nachri is in the middle over here. Rashi says, yesh below koach bevlados, hilkach afim b'turim and b'chora. Amazing. It's like sheikh is to it in a way that nothing be potter. V'chol yad nachri be'emsa, potter and b'chora. Whenever you have the hand of the guy that's in the middle over there, in other words, that it's stuck, it's part of it, it's connected to it. In such a case, you're going to be potter from Bechor, the din of Bechor. Okay, now, remember, we did say that you're allowed to take, said the Mishnah, you're allowed to take from Goyim, but we have an interesting pasuk which says that Marba Hono Beneshech Vatarbis, Lechonin Dalim Yikbitsenu. Someone who increases Marba Hono, his wealth, his property, Beneshech Vatarbis, through doing Ribbis, and we're talking about here, hopefully, with we're talking about here with the guy. Is collecting it for the one who's chonin dalim, who's good to the poor people. In other words, those people that give money to the poor people, that's what's going to happen. The money that you gain from it is going to be given over to poor people. My lechonin dalim, what does it mean, chonin dalim, those who are who favor the poor? Amarav kegon shvor malka. It's like the story of shvor malka. Rashi says Melech Prasaya. He was a Persian king. Venota mamun li me so he would take money from the Jews. V'chonim behem dalim nachrim. He would give it to goyim. Shame dalim in a mitzvah. They're called dalim because they're dalim. They're lacking a mitzvah, so they're called to goyim. He's given to goyim. So Amar of Chai says, Amar li Huna said, Lo nitzcha ela da'afilu ribbis ovid kochavim. We don't need to teach this except for to tell you we're talking about even Goyim here. Rashi says, Yisrael notamin ovid kochavim yor letimion. If you take from a Yid, yes, you're going to lose out over here. But if you take interest even from a guy, it's going to end up going to help poor Goyim. Frank the Gemara, that sounds like you're saying you're not allowed to do ribbis by a guy, but Esavei Rav Rav Nachman, we have a pasuk mefurash in Devarim, which tells us that Lanochri Tashich, when it comes to a guy, Tashich. What does that mean? My Tashich, Lav Tishoch, doesn't it mean that you can go ahead and you take interest from him? Says Rashi, Shemot al Tichemen of Neshech, you're allowed to do such a thing? In which case, why he says the problem? He says, Lo Tashich. What it means is you should give him interest. Rashi says, Dafka ka'amar, ata tein lo ribis. You give him ribis. Says the Gemara, lo sagi delav hachi. It's not enough without this, says Rashi. What does that mean? V'chi ba kosev letzavos aleinu, liten ribis ha'akam. It's coming to command us to give ribis to him. D'ilu lahatir ka'amar pshita, mechitei silei lemisrei. Where were you saying they have to go give it over to him? Gemara, lafuke achicha delo. What it means is that you are allowed to give it to a guy, and it's excluding a yid that you're not allowed to give interest to a yid. It's not that you're chayiv to go give it to a guy, unless there's something going on here, right? All it means is that you're allowed to do it. Now, even though you don't really need to have said that, that's what Gemara is saying, but it's coming to tell us this for something else, so you're not allowed to give it to a brother. Achicha comes to your brother, behedya kasev abe. What do you mean? But by your brother, it says explicitly you can't. Ulachicha lo sahashich. Don't go ahead and don't bite him, right? Don't give him interest. So why would you have to go ahead and have a mashmos? Lavra love ba'asei vilos asei. To show that to tell us that someone who does this is going to be chayiv in asay and the los asay of los sashich in asay of sashich to go and pay to him and not to pay to your brother. You're over a double whammy if you do it ribbis to your brother. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here, continue in our discussion with this next time. Until then, I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.